Today on Locked On Rockies, talking about a tale as old as time.
You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 17th day of August in the year 2022. I'm Paul Holden, your Rockies fan extraordinaire, bringing you your daily Colorado Rockies podcast right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Proud to be your first listen of the day, and we are free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. All you got to do, search Locked On Rockies on your favorite podcast service, and you'll be taken to where you need to go. Guess what? We're also streaming live on YouTube, so you can jump in with your questions. All you got to do is subscribe to Locked On Rockies on YouTube so you know when we go live. Well, who the heck am I? I'm Paul Holden, your Rockies fan extraordinaire. Been covering this team for about 2 years now. Been following it my entire life. Diehard Rockies fan, bringing you your diehard Colorado Rockies talk. Today on Locked On Rockies, I'm going to say something incredibly obvious, and it's going to lead to one of my kind of soapbox days. It's another day of analyzing philosophy for the Rockies and what I think the Rockies need to start talking about behind the scenes and approaching. And it's being better on the road. I know we can't sit here and simply just say, the Rockies need to be better on the road. Yes, that's easy. But the Rockies need to invest a significant amount of resources, time, and energy into figuring out and diving into the numbers, the film, the performances. Is it solely roster-based? We've seen good Rockies teams struggle on the road before. The Rockies have always been a better team at home, and they've had the Coors Field stuff, blah 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 blah, but they've never been able to kind of give big reasons why the on the road. I think the biggest one that we've been hearing of late is the movement of the ball being different at certain locations, in addition to just the wear and tear of travel. But this is another area, and this is another thing where the Rockies are an outlier. They are always one of the worst teams on the road. And currently, this year, the Rockies are 18-37 on the road. Folks, that is double the lot. That is a terrible, terrible record on the road. And it's overshadowed by last year being worse. I mean, the improvement at this point for the Rockies on the road in this year versus last year is getting to the point where it's going to be rather minimal. I mean, yes, the Rockies are at a point where they can avoid going 26-54 on the road like they did last year, but that's eight more wins that this team has to get on the road, and they are playing the best in the business. They're playing a Dodgers team that has dominated them at home. They have to go to San Diego. They have to go all over in the division, including Arizona, which we just learned earlier this year. The Rockies won their first ever four-game series at that stadium in Arizona. This is an issue. And I know it's not a new issue. I know it's not a simple issue to fix, but this is another example of the Rockies needing to take a 21st century approach to the game of baseball and start really, really diving into this. Why is it? Is it performance? Is it just player performance and roster construction? Is it that simple? Or is there more science? They have so many stats. They have so many things in baseball. Down to the T, down to the dot, down to the percentage. I mean, everything is down to the nose as much as they can. But yet, this is something that we can't kind of get more data on or things of that nature, or at least that I haven't seen. I think, again, the biggest factor being the movement of the pitch. But is it more than that? I mean, why are other teams able to go out and navigate is that altitude and that movement so much of a change, so big of an impact for the Rockies that other teams say, take Seattle, for example, maybe not as high an altitude, but they have to travel more than any other team and farther than just about any other team. You can say the same thing about the California teams as well in instances. But Seattle is a team that has to travel more than any other team in baseball when they go on the road. And the road record for the Mariners this year is 33-28, including multiple long stays on the East Coast. Completely drastic different environments, different time zones. There's a whole bunch of stuff there that could factor in that seems to kind of be in the same realm of the Rockies and being away from Coors Field. But we don't know that. Why are these other teams, when you look at some of these records, let's try to find teams that have good road records and rosters that are maybe comparable a little bit here. You look at the Blue Jays, a team that's fighting for a playoff space. They're under 500 at 26-29 on the road. They've got to deal with a whole bunch of different type of travel stuff. The Rays, obviously the Trop is somewhere that is no one really likes to play, but the Rays are really good and they benefit from that weird stadium. Yankees play in a dink-dunk ballpark, and they're above 500 at 31-28. I know their rosters aren't the same, but I'm just kind of looking at teams. Let alone the fact that if you want to be a playoff team, if you're going to be on a playoff run, you got to win on the road. Let me just ask you what these teams have in common in addition to being playoff teams. The Yankees, the Guardians, the Astros, and the Mets, and the Cardinals, the rare exception there, and the Dodgers have in common. They have winning records on the road. Cardinals are 26-30. Away from home. That's another example of a team that what is it about Busch Gardens that makes them, or Busch Stadium, whatever it's called, makes it so special or supposed so good for Cardinals to be there? Is the altitude the only thing we can really lean on for just the home field advantage stuff? Is baseball at altitude really solely the only reason the Rockies struggle on the road? Or is it the fact that there's other factors the Rockies don't pay attention to, or other factors that we don't look into? Or is it just the direction and the movement of the ball? I just think that there's a better approach to the road that isn't as simple as just saying get good. It's looking at successful road seasons for the Rockies in the past, looking at the makeup and the construction of those teams, comparing it to the landscape of the league at that point, and taking that and factoring it into that. Rockies had arguably a better roster last year. I would say they had a better roster last year than they do this year. And they were horrible on the road, historically bad on the road. Is it just because the Rockies play at altitude and because of the Coors Field effect? Is that solely it? Or does the Rockies' philosophy of pitching not work? Do the Rockies not prepare for road series in the same ways that other teams prepare for road series? Is this another area where the Rockies' lack of resources being put into the kind of science-y behind the scene parts of baseball? Is that somewhere that we can find some answers? And again, if it winds down and at the end of the day, it does just come down to the Coors Field effect, that's at least an answer. But it's not an answer I'm buying right now. And of course, the Rockies also just need to play better. And certain roster constructions for the Rockies and the Rockies at this point in the season, losing games on the road, is that it's going to also come to on-field performance, of course. I don't want to completely eliminate that, but I'm just kind of thinking more philosophically for the Rockies and kind of bigger picture for the Rockies. And if you want to think bigger picture about your health, did you know the key to sustainable weight loss is through your liver? The liver is the body's metabolic furnace. It's responsible for flushing out harmful toxins and igniting your fat-burning metabolism. But thanks to modern diets rich in unhealthy processed foods and constant exposure to thousands of man-made environmental toxins, most of us have overworked livers. Now it's time to rejuvenate your liver health and reignite your metabolism. Thanks to Liver Health Formula by Pure Health Research, Liver Health Formula contains 8 liver-boosting super nutrients like turmeric, beet, and artichoke extract, all of which work together to wake up a sluggish liver. And best of all, Liver Health Formula makes it easier to maintain a healthy body weight long term. As a listener of our show, you can try Liver Health Formula risk-free today and get a free bottle of CurbFit with your order. CurbFit is a safe and all-natural appetite suppressant, making it easy to say no to naughty foods. This makes it the perfect complement to Liver Health Formula. Go to getliverhealth.com/MLB to learn more. Again, that's getliverhealth.com/MLB to try Liver Health Formula for free, completely risk-free, and you can get your free bottle of CurbFit with your order. Go to getliverhealth.com/MLB now to get started. Another way to be better on the road is to have solid bullpen pitching. And the Rockies don't have solid bullpen pitching. And it's, I still like the signing of Lamet. I think last night, hopefully, will just be an exception to the cause. But man, oh man, can the Rockies just not, I mean, you have to be able to turn to your bullpen after your offense comes up big and comes up clutch, does something on the road that they haven't done against a good team, a dominant team at home, and Kyle Freeland gave you a good start. 3 runs on 7 hits, 4 strikeouts over 6 innings with 1 walk. The Rockies put, and the offense comes back and gets themselves in a position to not only win, to win this game, to come back. As to, they back up Kyle in the sixth, in the top of the sixth, to cut the lead down. They take the lead in the top of the seventh. You need more there from the pen, and you need more to you just need to be able to have the Rockies can't turn to their bullpen in a one run game with any confidence. I don't think there's any Rockies fan out there right now that sits there and says that, you know what, here we go, it's a one run ball game. Any arm to come out of the Rockies bullpen, maybe the exception being Daniel Bard, but we've seen what can happen with Bard in terms of sometimes in those close situations. This team and walks, holy smokes. I mean, to sit there and watch the Rockies just walk, I mean, you'd think that the emotions wouldn't still be there. You'd think that this would be something that wouldn't irk me as much. But this is a chance to kind of, again, the little bit of daggers, the little bit of things you can throw out about the Rockies being competitive. They have shown they always have a little flash. Pew, 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 pew. Coming back in a stadium that you're historically been as struggled in, taking the lead against a team that is fighting every single game here on out to get that spot in the division, that top spot in the division, and to steal that game in a place that you have been, according to Patrick Saunders here before the game. This is now, they have now lost 8 straight in St. Louis, and they are now 1-14 over the last 4 seasons, not including 2020 where they didn't play, in the last 4 seasons against St. Louis. You got to be better than that, and you have to be able to turn to your bullpen, and you got to be able to be confident that you're going to win that game. What else happens in terms of bullpen stuff? I mean there's just there's nothing exciting about the Rockies bullpen, really. There's nothing there that makes you sit there and say, wow, here comes the bullpen, here comes something. And this is something that I at this point, even with the pieces you have in the minors, every single bit of the rotation, and we already know Daniel Bard is the closer. We already know the Rockies are extended. So maybe that's not the one. Not every single piece, because the Rockies have already made their decision about one. Every other piece of the bullpen should be up for consideration. Plain and simple. There's no one in here that makes you feel super confident. What are we doing? Alex Colomé isn't going to be a Rocky next year. It just isn't. I don't believe that that's going to be the case. And do we really want to turn to that, to slow the game down, to get there? I want the Rockies bullpen to come out. I just want the Rockies to take the negative sides of their game and turn it into the punch you in the mouth type of stuff. We talked about this with Coors Field, and we'll continue to talk about it. I want you to come into Coors Field and have a miserable time when you're playing the Rockies because the Rockies are so good there. And then guess what? It's a close one. You want to get one of those big Coors Field innings. Guess what? Here comes the Rockies bullpen. That's going to follow you up by just throwing gas, throwing heat, overpowering you. I want the Rockies need to get a mindset of domination and a mindset, especially from the bullpen. There's not been when you watch Diaz come out in New York, when you watch some of these, when you have teams that have a closer that every time, or bullpen pieces that they know every time are going to come out and make it a miserable time for those up at the dish, that adds a huge, huge layer to your game. To be able to bounce and shoot and pump trumpets into your stadium to pump up your crowd for your lights out closer to come in and win you ball games because you know you have that weapon waiting for you in the bullpen, that's a huge layer of confidence. That is something that brings so much. It's something that I really hope that the Rockies' next big buy-in is in forming or beefing up the bullpen. Because if you're going to commit to this rotation like you've already have, now is the time to get them some backup. What about some pitching? What about someone like Nestor? Weird pitching like that could help, not just the bullpen. I'm up for anything weird. You know what? I mean, at this point, I think anything weird would be cool for the Rockies. I think anything that you can. I think the Rockies should be a team that embraces weird more than any other team. I wish the Rockies would become the weirdest team in baseball. Get people with interesting pitching mechanics. Get someone with weird pitching. Do something like, hey, we're going to try an opener in this series. Something like that. But you have to be able to be committing to some of these players, and you have to really dive into numbers and analytics and have a deep understanding and a plan for this. Other than, we're the Rockies. We're going to throw you strikes. And if you're going to hit them, we're going to play defense. That is really kind of it. The Rockies pitch to contact. They emphasize getting ahead early. Obviously, that's great. You want to get ahead. We talked all yesterday about how much Kyle Freeland is a better pitcher and how he has much better use of his sinking pitches, his sinker, when he's ahead in the count. Sure. But there's also teams that with the mentality of missing bats. And there's also a lot of people in the game of baseball that throw ridiculous speeds and ridiculous movement. And a lot of teams are fine with going into having a starter go five innings. And then they can turn to a bullpen that has multiple pieces that are going to navigate you through the rest of the game. The pitchers batters have to completely change their approach to every one of these bullpen arms. Whereas for the Rockies, it seems like they just wait for their pitch. There's no one in there that's coming with any sort of a pitch or any sort of force or dominance that makes me think that the Rockies can turn to their bullpen in confidence. Let's take a look at tonight's game. Get you ready for this one here as first pitch is going to get closer and closer. Hopefully the Rockies can come out with a little bit more fire than they did last night. Well, after last night's game, I guess we should say. But before you do that, you're hanging out with some friends and putting back a few drinks. A few becomes a few too many. As the evening comes to an end and people start to head out, you think of calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. You can make it home. It's okay. No big deal, you say. What are the odds you'll get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that could happen? Your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car, you kill someone. Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. The results are tragic and often deadly. However, that still doesn't stop everyone from getting behind the wheel while under the influence. That's why police officers are out there right now looking for impaired drivers on our roads to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again, play it safe, and plan ahead to get a ride. And it only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's forever. Drive sober or get pulled over. Rockies taking on the Cardinals tonight, looking to snap a three-game skid here as well for the Rockies. The Rockies have not won since that first game against Arizona. They turn to Germán Márquez, who's been pretty good of late. Someone that we're seeing a little bit more of the Germán of that we are accustomed to. In his last five starts, the Rockies have only won two of the games, but not a lot of damage at the hands of Germán outside of the game there against the Dodgers at the end of July. That's the outlier there in terms of runs given up. Four out of the five starts, Germán has only given up two runs in at least six innings worth of work. Long ball, he's given up at least one home run in his past three starts. Cut the walks down a little bit in his last appearance, which was against St. Louis in the 8-6 win. Márquez went six innings pitch, eight hits, two runs, two of them earned with a home run, a walk, and six strikeouts. Big thing for Márquez tonight. Big thing that the Rockies need from Germán Márquez is strikeouts. And Adrian in the chat says, this team needs consistency. Absolutely. You can say that about all of the aspects of that. A big reason why the Rockies aren't successful on the road, a big reason why the Rockies bullpen implodes and hasn't been able to win the one-run ball games, it's because of lack of consistency. Because the Rockies, on paper and statistically, will fool you just like they always do, because there are things that you look at and you point at and you say, why are the Rockies being so bad? And then you look at the other stuff and you're like, oh, that's because they're in last place in nearly all pitching statistical categories. Anyway, opportunity for the Rockies tonight. They've played the Cardinals well outside of the one game to the Cardinals bounce back after the Rockies socked it to them there. So the Rockies have actually played the Cards pretty well in these series, and Márquez pitched pretty well against them last time as well. But the big difference here, of course, being on the road here. But split series so far in the season, 2-2. Jordan Montgomery on the bump for the Cardinals. Montgomery's 5-3 with a 3.37 ERA, a whip of 1.07, 109 hits, 106 strikeouts, 26 walks, and only 15 home runs. Germán Márquez sitting at six more home runs on the year, more walks as well. But, Montgomery, a little bit better of a year than Márquez so far. But, folks, that is going to do it for today's episode of Locked on Rockies. If you like the show, why don't you subscribe on YouTube, join in on the live chat, just like Zach, Adrian, Eric did. Eric, go Rockies as well. Even when they frustrate us, we are always here talking about the Colorado Rockies on this daily Colorado Rockies podcast, the Locked on Rockies podcast, where you can find us free and streaming on your favorite streaming service. We're also on YouTube, so you can join us there and be part of the fun, be part of the show, and get your questions answered live. Folks, until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked on Rockies podcast.